It's the Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint here on Flow FM, and it's time to have a look at the poultry sector with Dr. Joanne Sillance, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council. Welcome, Dr. Sillance. Nice to have you back on the show. Always good to chat with you each Friday. Let's talk about marginal seats, since we're just 3 weeks out from the federal election. Interestingly, as you've noted to me before, most of the chook industry is within marginal seats. Is this something that the industry finds advantageous?
G'day, everybody. Yeah. It would be, except that many of the people in those marginal seats don't know that a chook exists. So we've got some of the most marginal seats in the country, in particular Robertson, Casey in Victoria, and Bass and Lyons in Tasmania, which are held by well under 2%. In some of those seats, the elected members do a great job of going out and seeing their chook farmers and listening to them, and a chook farmer can ring up and get an appointment, which is really important, actually, in participatory democracy. And in other seats, they may as well be invisible. So, for example, in Tasmania, the Minister for Agriculture holds one of the electorates, and she has not once allowed a meeting in her electoral office with a chook farmer, not once. And it's a similar story in Robertson in New South Wales, one of the biggest concentration of chooks in the country. And to our knowledge, the member in that seat has seen one chook farmer. And I think that was twice. So, you know, you get some seats where people go out of their way. I mean, I'm aware that Paterson, they've gone out of their way to meet chook farmers in New South Wales. But, yeah, in other seats, these people have got the power to swing an election. Because it's not just the chook farmer, it's their family and their employees and their pickup crews and their feed truck drivers. They're all got an interest in chooks. But if you count farmers, you only get a couple of percent. That's the trap.
That is very interesting. And of course, it does extend to the whole supply chain, as you just said. So it's more than just the low percentage of actual farmers. And it's really interesting to me that the Minister for Agriculture doesn't want to meet with chook farmers. It's something that's obviously part of her portfolio. When you say she doesn't want to meet with chook farmers, has she had meetings with anyone from within the chook industry, not just farmers, but any of the higher-ups such as yourself?
No. There are a couple of incredibly dedicated people on her office staff who have gone out of their way to come and meet with chooks. But no, this minister, the previous one did. The previous one had quite a good relationship with the echelons in the chook industry. It's a funny description for the chook industry, but yes. This one has declined to date, which is interesting because, you know, the chook industry has had no difficulty having meetings with Littleproud, has had no difficulty meeting with Liberal Party candidates in those seats that are where there's chooks and Liberal Party candidates. But, yeah, it's this particular minister is not like her predecessor in that regard.
Well, it's quite sad to hear that the agriculture minister won't put any effort into an important part of Australian agriculture. Dr. Sillance, with so many chook farmers in some crucial marginal seats, I suppose, hypothetically, the chook industry almost has the potential to swing the entire election, depending on various promises candidates want to make and those sorts of things. Obviously, that's just hypothetically speaking, but it's an interesting dynamic, isn't it?
Well, when I look at the most marginal seats around Australia, right, this is in all states, I've got about 8 ALP seats. If all of the chook industry voted against Labor in those seats, and they're all within the margin, okay, so it could swing 8 seats. Now, is that enough to swing the government? Only an election will tell. But what it does say is that you do have some small groups with some quite reasonable power in marginal seats that aren't necessarily being considered, and that itself is quite fascinating.
Certainly it is, and the next 3 weeks are going to continue to be fascinating as we lead up to the 2025 federal election. Dr. Sillance, thanks very much for your time today. Great to have you on the show each week, and we'll catch you again next Friday. Have a good week.
Good to chat. See you later.